help me with this one, honey? I mean, out of 10.
I don't know about
shoots
this.
Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
Connor might.
No space
might
to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck.
It sure is a beautiful day here at the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, where I am live with Tyler Pudliner. I always known as Putty and Pud, so I have a hard time saying the full name, but Putty, we're glad you're here, and it is a beautiful day for some rounders, but there's no game scheduled for the Blackshirt baseball team today, right, on this Easter Saturday?
Oh, yeah, we got the weekend off, and we'll be back at it Monday.
Sounds great, but yeah, no, we both love baseball. We were talking about favorite baseball movies, and you know, to paraphrase from one of our favorite movies when we talk about baseball and our love for it, see if any of you can remember this line. People will come. They'll come to Waukesha for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll arrive at Frame Park as innocent as children, longing for the past. Tyler, when's the next Blackshirt baseball game so folks can get on over to Frame Park?
We got Monday night at 7:30.
Monday night at 7:30, under the lights. Who are you playing against?
I actually don't know, Don. I didn't.
doesn't matter. They're all evil. Right?
Yeah.
We're
good. Oh, wait.
Katie breaks out the schedule.
Let's see. What would that be? Racine Lutheran.
Racine Lutheran.
Yeah.
Coming all the way from Racine County.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good, good. So check that out. And speaking of baseball, I want to give a big shout out to Joe Albanese. My wife and I had a little time to get a fish fry there at Albanese's Roadhouse on Blue Mountain Road. And we were sitting at the bar, so we got to hear some of the got to do some eavesdropping and found out that this fall, Albanese's will be celebrating its 40th anniversary. And you know, and Joe is a member of one of the original members of what was then called the Banting Park Blazers. Joe grew up in Empire Drive, where I live, and is considered to be by many the greatest catcher in Waukesha Blazer history. I don't know if that sits well with Tyler, because you caught for the Blazers.
Yes,
right? I heard that from a guy that coached Joe that still lives in the neighborhood. Said wasn't much at the plate, but he was a heck of a defensive, great catcher. And so
I could be the best hitting catcher, and Joe can be the best defensive catcher.
We'll play. I like that. Yeah, that's great. So have you been over to Albanese's?
Yeah, we've gone a couple of times. Yeah, so great place.
Over and
it's crazy to think 40 years.
Talk baseball with Joe.
Yeah,
because that's one of the reasons I go there. In addition to the food being excellent, is we both love baseball and love talking baseball. So in fact, Joe is also he likes the Brewers. He's a Brewers fan, but he's also a big Yankees fan.
Okay,
which is now okay because the Brewers are in the National League. They're no longer in the same AL East like they were for years.
We weren't battling the Yankees anymore.
I was telling Joe when I was a kid, I had a certain batting style after one of my favorite Yankees batters, and it was this, I don't know if anyone can remember, but it was this kind of this, and you're probably too young to remember. But
Don Mattingly?
No, this was way before. This is like from the two World Series teams in the late 70s, like Reggie Jackson was playing. And Reggie Jackson was the right field. This was a center fielder named Mickey Rivers, who was a great hitter, excellent hitter, and I think he was a leadoff hitter for the Yankees on that team. And he had this thing, you know, he just kind of did this shake when he was at the plate, and it just kind of kept him loose, and he'd have the bat going, in a circular motion while he was.
The Yanks are coming to town this year, I think, too. They play at another park this year,
Oh, good. Well, that'll be
fun. AmFam Field, sorry.
So the team that everyone loves to hate.
Yeah.
the Spankies will be at another park. So, but enough with the MLB. Let's talk Classic 8 and the Black Shirts. So the round got a little bit of a roll going, a little bit of a streak, which is good after a very tough start. I mean, I think the loss was like the first four or five games.
First five or six.
It was a rough start, especially after, you know, having a playoff appearance, you know, last spring. But, you know, a lot of the same talents there. They didn't lose too much to graduation from last year's team, right?
Yeah, we lost a couple seniors, but there's still a lot of, there's the top tier seniors.
That core is still, So, and some good juniors and even some great sophomores.
Yeah.
So, a lot to look forward there, too. So, so you're also an honor roll student.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And you've got a lot of response. You know, you're varsity baseball and you're in the concert band, which again requires you to march.
Yeah.
And how do you balance all? And also too is, you know, you've also got a lot of, you know, I'm sure work to do, you know, health wise, since the parade.
Yeah.
So how do you balance it all?
I don't know. I've had a lot of support from family and help through it all, but I'm kind of slowed down with the work, you know, and things like that, since the parade, and slowly getting back into my job and everything like that.
Your job.
So I got a Pet Supplies Plus on Blue Mound Road.
Nice.
Been working there for about a year and a half, and Mom was nice enough to come in when everything happened. She was going to That's beforehand.
Blue Mound Road in Waukesha?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, so. Brookfield, but yeah, and kind of Waukesha dividing line, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
let's call it Waukesha.
So yeah, I work at Pet Supplies Plus, and then I pit for a racer at Slinger Speedway. Conrad Morgan, and
that's cool. Do you get paid to do that, or is it just kind
no?
Of
it's all volunteer.
Yeah,
and I'd become a fan when we were going up there, and past couple years I was lucky enough to get closer to him through interviews for school and projects that way, and lucky enough to start pitting for him a couple years ago, and he's been racing for 56 years wow. about, so he's gonna be 74 this year. Yeah, pretty much a legendary racer and. The Slinger Wisconsin, you know, world and Wisconsin racing world, but him and his wife Lisa have been very supportive through the process too, and I can't thank them enough. They've done a lot. They were at the hospital every day when we were in there, and except for Thanksgiving, and Conrad wanted to come out. I remember that, but yeah, it was awesome. So,
oh, that's neat. That's terrific. So, yeah, you know, and another kind of baseball milestone that I got. One of the great things when you go to Albanese's, they got the TVs on and. They have the one channel where it walks through the highlights of all the baseball games, so you can watch snippets of the different games. And yesterday was the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's, you know, first Major League Baseball game.
Yep.
And as per the new tradition, every player on the league wears number 42.
Yep.
And in the Dodger Royal Blue, too, which I think is really cool.
That was cool. I
and so
we were sitting at another establishment last night, and I pointed that out to Mom. I'm going, you know, they all got the same 42 blue. You know, it's not the different kind of uniforms. It's all the same this year. So that was kind of cool to see, yeah.
That's neat, yeah. You know, and Jackie Robinson is one of a lot of people's favorites. And, he's kind of, he's in my, you know, top 5 or 10. But I didn't really appreciate, I appreciate what he did for baseball. But when I was working in the, I was a marketing director for a trade show that served the off-price fashion industry. And a lot of my customers were people from Jewish men that had grown up in Brooklyn and in New York City, in New York area, and got to see Robinson play as a kid and got to meet him in person. And they just talked about like what a wonderful man he was. And integrating baseball, basically what they kind of told me is it wasn't just about what they did wasn't just for African Americans, but just for all these people that felt disenfranchised or disillusioned, and, you know, and Jewish men of that, Jewish boys of that era had felt a lot of that same disenfranchisement, and just they loved Jackie Robinson. One guy I know was a Yankees fan, and he was at that World Series game when Jackie Robinson stole home on Yogi Berra. And everyone remembers because, you know, and Yogi Berra gets up and he's screaming at the ump, and, you know,
yeah.
he's all upset. And my friend David was a huge Yankees fan, but he remembers cheering for Robinson stealing home.
That's awesome.
He remembers being like ecstatic. Because, you know, even say nobody steals home. You can't do
yeah,
this. It's a pass baller,
yeah.
You know, like to do that. And so
that's one of those special moments where it don't
really
matter.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a neat way to honor his legacy the way Major League Baseball does that. And it would be neat to see other, you know, players too. Like, I think it would be really neat to have like a Roberto Clemente day.
Yeah.
Because of a lot, you know, what he did and having everyone wear number 21.
They had, I saw this a couple days ago. Andrew McCutchen, who's now on the Brewers, he gets to wear 21 on the back of his helmet now or on his hat. There's a couple past, like the last like 7 Roberto Clemente award winners are able to wear that on their helmets now, the 21 patch and on their hat. And so McCutchen being one on the Brewers, that was cool to see.
Yeah. That was neat. And, we see someone walking by with is that an Atlanta Braves sweatshirt?
Yeah, must have been, yeah.
Very bold. No, I was kidding.
They're the champs, you know, though. I mean,
it is. You know, my sister, growing up in Buffalo, became an Atlanta Braves fan because when cable first came out, the big national station was at Turner Broadcasting, and so the Braves were always on. And then they started to get good then, like in the early 80s, back when they had Dale Murphy. So, but... Hey, we're going to take a break here. It is a beautiful day, as Bono and U2 is telling us about. And lots more to talk about with Tyler Pudliner and his mom, Katie. So stick around for the special Easter Saturday edition of This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away.